today. And, you know, we're not giving away trips to, you know, the good old gospel ship, or we're not giving away computers today or anything. And I know some ministries do different things with their fundraising, but we simply come and make a request known before God and make it known to you. And this is how God has provided for WCNO for, well, this is the 35th year.
Yeah. Right.
So God's going to provide for us again, and we do want to say a huge thank you to that donation of $30,000 that came in from the trust, and also for that $10,000. Both of those came in earlier today, and I know tomorrow, I know that we're going to have a matching funds challenge that we're going to be doing tomorrow, and David, maybe you'll help me some with that, because I believe that that may start first thing in the morning tomorrow. And so we may bring that in tomorrow, but today we're looking for your call. Give us a call, let us know. This is a tremendous place to be. I mean, we've never been at $49,000 the first day.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fantastic, and the day's not over. I mean, it's 3 o'clock. We have three more hours. And so let's see what the Lord is going to do in the next 3 hours. Will you be a part?
By the way, there's a big launch at 3:30 today, and unusual where it's headed to, so it's going to go right over our heads. So at 3:30,
a launch.
It's a huge launch at 3:30 today, and it's going to go right over our heads. Very unusual. I forget what the deal is there. Where they're heading to, but so you might want to take a look outside or go to the ocean now at 3:30. And it's a beautiful day, folks.
Yeah.
And if you got some money sitting aside, wondering what to do with it, well, don't let it just sit there. Write a check or make a donation here at WCNO.
You can launch it right into our account.
Launch it. There you go.
This is WCNO. Listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Wow.
This is WCNO.
Okay, we continue with my friends, John Robbins. He is a, what are you, a father? Are you a bishop? Are you a pastor? What are you?
So the people in my congregation call me Pastor John for the most part. And some who are coming out of a more Anglican background will call me Father John, but I've just been given the designation of canon in the Anglican Church, which is just an honorific title for basically years of sowing into missions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm called canon missioner. Yeah, so I was greatly honored and humbled by that. People don't go around calling me Canon John.
No. Right? So it's St. Paul, and that is a what, Episcopalian?
St. Paul's is Anglican.
Anglican, okay. And you have your friend here. We're bringing them up to date for people who maybe didn't hear the first half. And that is Bella, is from Tanzania.
Correct.
And was dirt poor and scraping around, and came to know the Lord, and then was preaching as a 17-year-old, and then decided, living in a house, one room, dirt floor, and decides he wants to learn the Bible with the purity of heart, because there were some things that didn't add up, he didn't feel, so he wanted to study what the scholars knew.
Right.
And he did. He managed to come to the United States, goes to a Bible school, and meets you. Mm-hmm. And John Robbins was, of course, from a very, very affluent family with a mansion in Connecticut.
Right.
And you come, and they put you in a room with two beds and a TV, and he would sleep in one bed one night, sleep in the next bed the next night. Didn't know what to do with all this. Never saw such abundance in all your life.
Correct. Yeah, that's true.
So you end up going to the same school. What was that school?
Seminary. Alliance Theological Seminary in Nyack, New York.
Mm-hmm. Now, where's Nyack? Is that Long Island?
It's in Rockland County, right over the Tappan Zee Bridge from New York City.
Okay.
Just about half an hour, 45 minutes from New York City.
Near Tarrytown.
Yes.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. My father's buried in Tarrytown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So so you two hit off a friendship and then get separated for years, and then suddenly you're here, you have this church, this property given to you in Vero Beach, Florida, by a wealthy individual, and then you build this beautiful rock church, and then now you're the people who are on your board, or whatever you call your directors, they're being very thoughtful, very kind and giving, say, look, we've been putting this together for a couple of years, we want you to take a sabbatical.
Right, yeah.
And how long is a sabbatical typically?
Well, I mean, yeah, different sabbaticals take different times. I mean, some people will take a whole year as a sabbatical, but our congregation, that is not really a realistic sabbatical for someone in my position. So they gave me 3 months, which was fantastic. So 3 months
you
of
could
paid.
Breathe.
Yeah, they're gonna we're gonna continue your salary, but you just go.
Now you're married at this time. You have children.
Yes, sir.
But even from then, it was good to take a break. And your wife was okay with this.
Well, and at that point in 2018, most of my children at that point are, so I have 3 children, and I think the oldest 2 were now off at college.
Okay.
So there's not, you know, it's just my one daughter.
Those little babies.
Who are home with, but she's in high school, and she's independent and everything else. So it was not, but my wife, gratefully, Jennifer, just said, hey, yeah, go. And so I went to Tanzania, and I think I spent, was it a month?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We went to Tanzania for 3 weeks, never having been to Africa before.
Mm-hmm.
And my bishop, Ron Kuykendall, from Gainesville, Florida, said, hey, I want to go with you to meet Bella. And he has a real missionary heart. And so we go, we meet with Bella. He meets him. Of course, it's a joyous reunion. And yet we look at the situation, this small mud brick home where Bella's traveling every week and just at the end of his rope, really, in many ways, exhausted and not sure. I found out later, he says, I was literally at the end of my rope. I didn't know how I was going
to. Now, did he have the guts to ask you for the $2,000 or was that your idea?
I don't know what the $2,000 actually that you're asking me about.
It's in the article that you asked for $2,000.
Oh, that came much later.
Okay.
That came much later.
Because then there was $10,000 to help build, what do you call it?
The cathedral.
The cathedral.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah, you're jumping ahead.
Okay.
Now, I mean, this is before all of that. And so my bishop, and now my bishop's about to leave. Like, I'm going to stay there for 3 weeks. But he was there for just a few days, and he's just about to leave. We're there sitting with Bella, and Bishop Ron turns to Bella and says, Bella, what can we do for you? And then Bella says, can you ordain me?
Oh, my. Jeez. Can you ordain me?
Can you ordain me?
Yeah.
Right? And that's when I turned to Bella and I said, we're Anglicans.
And what is he?
He's in the Africa Inland Church, which is another denomination entirely. And in a way, it's almost like Baptists versus Episcopalians kind of thing. And I was like, Bella, I mean, we love you. And he certainly has enough education, you know, to be ordained. But you don't just ordain people like that. Unless they feel called into your particular area.
Denomination. Which right? really divides. That's why I'm kind of like anti-denominational.
And we can talk about that more, but the bottom line is, you don't necessarily call people in unless they feel called to your particular expression of the faith. So I turned to him and I said, hey, we're Anglicans. You're Africa Inland Church. Why would you want to become Anglican? And so what he said to me was, he said, don't you remember when I lived at your parents' house on Brett Road in Fairfield, there was a little Episcopal church just a block away. And he said, I would walk from your parents' house to the church. And he said, it was during that time that I fell in love with the traditions of the church, of the traditions of your particular expression of Christianity.
This changed everything.
Yeah.
The statement.
Yeah.
And so what did your bishop say?
So then what happened was my bishop then undertook to immediately set the wheels in motion to get him ordained.
Yeah.
So he was ordained first as a deacon. I think 6 months later, and there's a story quickly that he was supposed to come to America.
Didn't it work out?
To get ordained as a deacon at our church at St. Paul's.
Are these disciplines for God? I'm just being honest. We're all friends, you know, and I'm older than you. I'm older than you guys. Mm-hmm. We're all older men. Mm-hmm. You know, so I say, you know where I got my anointing?
Mm.
I mean, I say this boastfully. Like, remember Jesus stood in front of the crowd and said, hey, this day you've seen this fulfilled? And I said, kill him, right? I was in a prison. I was born, newly born again. I went to the low, I don't even know how I ended up in there. But I don't even know I should discuss it on air, but I went into this prison and I started to sing. And all I will tell you is this, without a doubt, I was anointed by God. I didn't even tell the other prisoners what was going on. And I left that prison that day, and I went to a Calvary chapel. They were just starting out. And I got there, and they said, hey, Rhett Palmer, will you sing for us? And I just think, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amazing grace, nothing special. And they all started to weep and cry. And the lady yells, you brought the Spirit of God back into our church. And I said, thank God I had natural, I guess this would be called humility. I thought, this has nothing to do with me. This has the anointing that I got in that prison that day. So I was called of the Lord, okay? But so I don't know. So I wrestle with this whole thing. Now, am I glad that you got the honor? Because that's what it men like titles and positions. Now, also, they like security. In other words, like we men, women might think we're dressing for. We men get together. We have a men's conference, and I come in with my tie and jacket, you know, cause, or my bright red sweater. We all dress. It's security. You guys have your collars on today. There is. We like a semblance of organization, collars, and I admire the discipline you two have had as academics and leaders, as long as it doesn't get in the way that love is first. Now, with John here, I've never experienced the spirit of haughtiness or arrogance. When I interviewed Billy Graham, he was the most humblest, sweetest man I ever met in my life. It was nothing about him. He had no agenda. It was all about talk to the audience, or I'm here for you, Rhett. And it was absolute. And so, you know, and he was a man who went to school, as you did, you know. So you understand my battle here. I'm just trying to be candid and...
So I think I understand the question, which is, why is it...
why is it so important for him?
Why is it important, you know, for
because
him?
Because men will esteem him, or it makes it official somehow.
So... I mean, he can speak better to his particular context, but there's something, like, we don't seek the collar to elevate ourselves, but there's something powerful in the symbols of the office that help people to, for some reason, it helps them connect with God.
Oh, I know what you're, like, I thought about becoming a chaplain later in life. I was at a local hospital over in Orlando. And I thought, I'm going to get a shirt like a collar with you guys. Do you know why? Not to be boastful. Quite the opposite. Because I said, if I'm wearing that collar, I will never forget that I'm an absolute service of everyone. And we are anyway. Even though I don't wear a collar. If you grow, you learn that it is your privilege to be an absolute, like right now, I'm here to wash your feet. I'm here to serve you too, to do the best I can for you and for our listenership. And, you know, putting me last. But there's great joy and freedom in that. So do you find that the collar emancipates you from self and puts you immediately into that level of servitude?
What I can tell you just for myself is that the first time you put on the collar, it's very, you feel very self-conscious. You don't really feel worthy of wearing it, and people look at you differently. Some people like the collar, some people don't like the collar, because they've had bad experiences with the church.
Well, Jesus said the world hates me because I show them that their deeds are evil. So you represent Jesus, I hate you.
Right. But the bottom line is, so there's a great deal of accountability for me when I put on the collar.
You can't swear in traffic or drive fast.
Yeah, theoretically. Lord, forgive me. But there's a great deal of accountability, and but you have to realize there's a huge, it's an honor and a responsibility, because people will literally come up to you because of the collar, and they will... They'll ask you for prayers. They'll be very
deprecated. Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. and this is a new day.
Good afternoon, and God bless you. And I thank the entire 89.9 radio station. Thank you for being such a blessing to me and my husband and our entire family every day, 24 hours a day. God bless you all for being such an inspiration in our life. Thank you. Bye-bye.
One voice, singing hallelujah. salvation we proclaim. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Of God, who broke the curse and made a living way. With a trumpet blast, he will come again, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jerusalem will sing Baruch Hama. Great I am, Baruch Abba, come take your throne forever. Lion of Judah, Son of Man, King of Kings, the Great I Am, Baruch Abba, come take your throne forever. Comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. At the coming of the King, Hosanna we will sing. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Call me.
that's what mercy did for me too.
Amen.
Well, it was great having Rhett with us a while today. He slipped in to be with us from Vero Beach.
He almost slept too.
Almost slept. Yeah, he mentioned that. Thankfully, I have stayed very much awake today, and it's been a blessing. And somehow or another, you know, the night leading into the first day of prayer and share, I'm awakening several times during the night, just thinking, what time is it? And wanting to check the clock and wanting to make sure I don't oversleep and all of that. And so I was telling my wife that I got up. It was like minutes, I guess in a half sleep mode, I checked the clock, and I thought it was like 3 minutes to five, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I get up, I'm thinking it's 3 minutes to five, and I'm like, oh, I was going to get up a little earlier, and so I better get up. I ground the coffee beans, put the beans in, start the coffee, going through all my stretches and my warm-up. I'm getting ready to start my exercises, and I'm thinking I want to rush because I want to have plenty of time for the word, you know, and such forth. So I'm doing all of that, and I walk past the stove and look at the clock, and the clock says, like, 12:58 or something that. And I'm like, huh?
Oh.
Wow, I do feel kind of tired. Well, that's probably wrong. So then I'm like, I'm trying to look at my watch, and my eyes aren't focusing, so I can't even tell what the clock is saying. So I go into another room where there's more light, and I'm looking at my watch like, wow, it's just 1 o'clock. I'm going back to bed. Now the coffee is on, the lights are on in the house, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if you can shut these things off and not, you know, lose your place. So I shut it off, and I'm like, okay, maybe, hopefully I can go back to sleep. And I did. I went back to sleep, slept really well. Well, I want to thank Karen for a donation of $50 coming in. That is online donation. Thank you very much, Karen. Have a donation from Wilkes, W-I-L-K-E-S, Wilkes, $50 online donation coming in, and we're going to be adding that in. Okay, now here is a donation that, what do I have written on it?
What, anger?
Angel.
Oh, angel.
Angel.
All right. Well.
Don't reach so high. Drop down. No anger. It's an angel.
Yeah, it does
angel.
Look like angle.
It does, but I see angel now.
Little angle.
What else do you see?
Angle to
matching
it.
Fun.
Matching fun. So that one I have to pull out. That's going to be matching funds. Okay.
All right.
So, all right. So I can't read that one. It's an angel and not an angle and not an anger and angry or none of that stuff. That's very good. All right. So Angie, with a $20 donation online. Thank you, Angie. Let's see what this is. Oh, okay. This is a reoccurring and increasing monthly donation. So it has been $10. It is growing to $25 a month.
Wow.
And so this is from Carol. And Carol is in Stewart. Carol, thank you so very much. So we're going to include that. I believe that's $150. Is that correct, David?
Honestly, I didn't do it. I wasn't doing any math at that time.
Well, that's close enough.
25 times 6.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You noticed he didn't look my way either.
Yeah. He was hoping that I'd be able to.
It's real easy. You know, 425s is 100, and half of that would make 6, and that would be 150,
you're right,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
sure.
That's I don't want to strain any mathematic questions on you guys. Let's see. I took this today. Not sure if you want to see it. Let's see before it's mailed. Oh, this is from Dave. Okay, this is from Herbert and Francis, and it's $50. Actually, you took that in, apparently, David. Let's see what this is. Okay. Prayer and share donation. The receipt was mailed, Jay and Pamela, and it's $200. So, praise God. And here is a gift to jumpstart. Here it is. wanting to get us jump started. So it's, it had to come in today. That's why I was going through all this mail. This is a gift to jumpstart prayer and share. John is continuing his ongoing contribution for $100 a month. Mm. But in addition to that, is making a $200 jumpstart donation. Wow. So that came in. John from Port St. Lucie. Thank you very much, John, for that donation. Mm. Oh. That was a... that was a deep breath there. Well, there's a couple more. I'll get to the rest of these in a moment. I'm going to enter these. We're going to give out the phone numbers again because we have phone lines open. Please give us a call this afternoon. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart as we add these together. We are making progress looking to break over that $50,000 in the next few minutes. And we still have some time. We do have a dear friend, Alan Love, that's going to be joining us, I think, around 4 o'clock today. Mm. And so we'll be bringing him on air late in a little while. Now, I understand this is his 15th year of prayer and share.
I think so.
That's quite a tenure, isn't it? That's great.
Yeah, that is. He's quite a guy.
He is indeed. He is indeed. All right. David, why don't you give out all those numbers? Someone's wanting to hear from the front line exactly what's going on with prayer and share.
That's right.
And, you missed that today. I missed it today.
I missed it, too. But I think our team needs a little break.
A little break.
And the Tuesday program as well. You know, they work hard. They really do. And more harder than I do, I think. And so we're blessed. But anyway, the numbers. You want the numbers. Let's start with the phone number. The phone number to reach is only one. And it's 772-221-1100. Thank you, Sherry. She's helping me. I can see her through the window. 772-221-1100. Now, if you'd rather text, some people love that, you may text WCNO to 24365. We're on the air 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Therefore, 24365. Or you can go to our website, WCNO.com, and there's a place where you can donate on the homepage, or you can come by the office, 2960 Southwest Map Road. That's map with two P's. They're running a special on parts of the alphabet when they named these roads, and that was just one of them. Map.
So,
that's right. Map.
Palm City Map.
Map. Map.
Map. Road in Palm City, and we've been here.
This is day one, and we're already getting goofy. It's too early to be goofy.
When we come back,
I am going to look for a spiritual explanation of a very small person under a huge wave that's over here on the wall.
Yeah. And I can tell you about that.
Well, not yet. It's not time to do it yet. But when we come back, and Karen may have some wisdom for us too. We'll see.
If she's awake.
And we're going to have a matching fund. It's coming up. It's coming up. There's a call.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hand. Tells me of the guilt within.
Father standing like an oak tree. I see my sister lovely as a queen. I look and see so many gifted people, and then I see the weaknesses in me. I've wished sometimes that I was more important. I see a thousand ways I'd rather be. But when I turn from fantasies and wishes, that's when God reveals His greatest gift in me. And I may not sing like the angels, I may not preach like Paul, but I know God has given me the greatest gift of all, a new heart. And meaning only comes from what you do. But God reveals His glory on the inside. Well, in His new creation, deep in you.
David, I was going to ask you about that big Gigondo wave that's over here on the wall. But first, Karen's going to give the phone numbers out because we have phone lines open right now looking for your donation. But just before you call, let me tell you, where did that... I have a matching fund someplace that's right in front of me here. Here it is. Got it. Okay. This is the one that my... my penmanship was misunderstood, but it is from an angel, and it's an angel that said matching funds, came into the office and said this must be matching funds. So here it is, $375, and we have a guest coming on at 4 o'clock, and so we're looking to get this matched up by 4 o'clock, and we have how much time? 18 minutes?
Looks like it, according to that expensive clock.
About 18 minutes, something like that. 18 minutes to match up $375. Now, I believe that's possible. 18 minutes. Give us a call. Let us know what God's putting on your heart today. $375. Somebody might want to step right up and make that $75 donation, get that cleared out. Maybe three of you are ready to make a $100 donation. I don't know. Maybe 20 a month, 30 a month for the next 6 months, that would be $180. There's a caller calling in, $375. We haven't had matching funds in a while. We've had some great donations today, huge donations today. And we thank God for every donation. Every dollar adds up, $5 a month. That's $30 over the next 6 months. What is God saying to you? And when you do your part, and we're over here endeavoring to do our part the best we know how, and it'll all come together. All right, David, tell me about that big wave.
Well, to describe it to the listener, it's if you've ever seen surfing competitions in Hawaii or wherever, you've seen these huge waves. And when I was asking the Lord, because the last few years, he's always given me a graphic that I can bring in, you know, to kind of point to what he was going to do in this prayer and chair. And this year, you know, it was in my heart that God was going to, it was a big move of God. We're going to see a unique move of God as we've not ever seen before. And the image is the wave, big, huge wave this of grace, huge wave of provision.
Amen.
And in this picture, you know, we get this, it's got to be a 50 to 60 foot wave.
Yes.
That's how it looks.
It's amazing.
It's a huge, and
I can't see the person. I mean, they're so small in comparison to the wave.
That's right. Like, they're at the bottom of the picture.
Are they between the D and the S on God's provision right there?
The line I put on there was a powerful wave of God's provision.
Okay.
That's his promise. But yeah, the surfer's a tiny little being there at the bottom. But it's that God is really going, it's we're going to know it as a wave. And look, today.
Yes.
Where we are monetarily, biggest place we've ever been.
Well, since ever. I've been here, for sure.
Except for the 1 year that they had a giver that gave $89,000.
But we don't know what day that happened. That may have been second week, whenever it happened.
I think it was they were already into it. But this is the biggest Monday,
yes,
the first Monday we've ever had. But I think it's indicative of what God's intention is, not just for us. He's moving like this in the
kingdom.
Whole church, in the kingdom. But for us, we can claim that.
Amen. Amen.
And I also think
that's good.
A part of me thought when I printed that out that, you know, the little guy on the surfboard, we could see him as, you know, the devil who is so diminutive in light of God's love
God's
and
greatness.
His grace. And here he's trying to outrun the wave. that's what came to me. But that's a promise, brother. That's a promise.
Okay. $375 in matching funds brought to us by an angel. And this is matching funds. It's going to run right up to the top of the hour. It's right now about a quarter till. And we have one caller online. We have other lines that are open. What is the Lord saying to you to give to the operational budget of WCNO? This is done 2 times a year. We come to you and we ask you to participate. This is the listener share of support, and we have a budget to raise of $225,000. As of this moment, we're at $50,444, and so that is a great beginning on this day, but the day isn't over. So give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart to give. I believe it's possible by the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, that we should be able to reach this matching fund. And this was brought in. And he said, this is to be matching fund, Jonathan. Okay, it's a matching fund. Give us a call this afternoon. Let us know what the Lord is saying to you to give. Karen, what do you have?
I have a phone number for people
Let's
to call.
Let's give it.
And because I've been waiting a couple of minutes to give that.
Okay, good. Let's give it.
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And that's pretty much all I have.
All right, we did have a donation come in just a few moments ago from Vivian, and it is a monthly pledge of $10, so that's going to be $60. And we were at 375, weren't we? Okay, that's where we were, and we have $60, so that's going to leave $315 remaining in the matching fund. Vivian, thank you so much for your donation, and phone lines are open right now. Would you go to your phone, make a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. 221-1100. $315 left to go. Maybe the Lord would put on someone's heart to give the $15. Or maybe someone would like to just give $100 or $50 or maybe $30 a month for the next 6 months. That would be $180. But give us a call, whatever it is. No gift is too small. We thank God for everyone giving. Father, we're just going to pause for a moment this afternoon, and we're going to give you praise for all that has been done today. This has been an awesome day. You are providing for this ministry again. We can see the hand of God. We can literally see in the natural what David was seeing in the spirit, to see this massive wave of God's activity, God's work, God's movement, God's provision. And Father, I'm just thinking of that scripture, when the enemy comes in. And I know many, many people, Father, they translate that scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against him. But Father, I'm just looking at this wave, and I'm thinking, when the enemy comes in with his attack, God, like a wave, will raise up a standard against him. So Father, I'm going to rejoice in you. We're praising you right now for your faithfulness, for your provision, that the last couple hours of this afternoon are going to be powerful hours, that you're going to minister to us through what Alan has on his heart today. And Father, that this prayer and share is ordained of God, and you are giving us strength. You're giving us, Father, your anointing. You're guiding our conversations. And Father, you're touching your people in Jesus' name. Now, some of you have never given before, and right now would be a great time to make that call. You've received from the Lord, from this ministry. You've been blessed. And so why not be a partner today? Give us a call, 772-221-1100. Right now would be a great time to give. Any gift that you give, up to $315, is going to be doubled up. So let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart today to give. $315 remaining, and now we're down to about 10 minutes, just 10 minutes to go. And so we're going to jump to a song, and we'll come back, and we're just going to trust the Lord that God's going to take care of all of that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Been down, looking up with no hope, sitting on the bottom at the end of your rope. There's never been a better time to call on God's name. Just stand up and speak to the mountain and march on in faith. There's never been a mountain. This world has never seen. No, no, there's never been a single thing that God could not do. Just when you think you're easy, there's gonna be a victory like there's never been. There's never been a mountain.
There's never been a mountain that the Lord could not move.
There's never been a single thing.
Single thing. There's gonna be a victory.
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 There's gonna be a mighty victory like there's never, ever, ever
been. There's gonna be a victory like there's never been.
All right.
Amen.
And that is the Celebration Choir, and that is where we are right now, the Celebration Choir, and we're back on air for a few moments and wanted to just once again give you an idea of where we are. We're at 50,444, and that tells me that we need to be giving those phone numbers again and keeping everybody up to date on what's going on here. So, Karen, people can call us. We have a lot of calls during prayer and cheer. We look forward to those calls.
Yes, we do. You know, Sherry's the one that gets to talk to everybody.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Unless she's on a call.
Yeah, when she's on a call. And
yeah, we might explain that, you know, we're a small skeleton crew here. There's four of us, and I'm sort of stuck at this microphone by choice. Okay, and we have a call coming in from Alan. He's 4 minutes early, so we can take him early. Let's see. Hang on here a second. Karen, go ahead and give the numbers out.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And don't forget, you can go to WCNO.com also to make a pledge or a donation.
All right, you were able to get the numbers out.
I was.
All right. Well, sorry for that little bit of overtalk there with the mics on, but we're delighted to have Alan Love joining us. Alan, we have been talking about the fact that this is kind of like 15 years for you to be a part of Prayer and Share here at WCNO. That is awesome.
Well, I'll have a lot more to say about that on Thursday, April 10th. That actually is the first day I was on air on WCNO.
Wow.
Back 15 years ago in 2010.
Woo!
Woo. Wow.
That is amazing.
Wonderful.
Well, you have been a wonderful part of this ministry. You are a wonderful part of the ministry. You continue to support us and come alongside of us during prayer and share. And in the afternoons when we need a little extra jolt of energy from the Holy Spirit, and you just come along with some great insight, and we're so glad to have you with us this afternoon. What's the Lord put on your heart, Alan?
Well, it actually came from you, Pastor Jonathan. You and I had a phone conversation a few months ago.
We did.
And we were talking a little bit about media. And that gave me the idea to do some research. And I've come up with what hopefully will be a nine-part series regarding media and the Bible.
Okay.
What I'm going to be doing is talking about how the Bible, even though obviously when the Bible came into existence, we didn't have the communication that we do today, but the